Great day, everybody. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. Welcome back to the Breakthrough Podcast. Man, we are in season 4 of the Breakthrough Podcast. And you know, on the Breakthrough Podcast, this is where we discover new pathways. And as you see, we always have a special guest. We got somebody else special as well. We want to kindly introduce him. His name is Levon Dungey. He's going to be the co-host of the Breakthrough Podcast. Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, bud, how you feeling? Thanks for allowing me to participate as a co-host, Omar. Of course, you know, this RIDE program and your initiative means a lot to me and to those who hear. And to those that are listening. So thank you again for having me participate. Hope that I can always improve and progress, as your tag says.
Yes, sir.
Hope that I can educate, help, and I hope that I can share and be vulnerable at any moment.
All right, man. We appreciate that. You owe me a quarter for saying improve and progress.
Yes.
All right. So what else is new? We have, I'm going to share my screen real fast. You know, for those who are looking to get onto the Breakthrough Podcast, for those who are joining in audio, I'm basically showing the screen. And let me see, what do I want to do here? I want to put this in present mode. There we go. All right. So this is the flyer that we're circulating out there. You know, this is the Breakthrough Podcast. You know, we record a number of these and they all air on the last Monday of each month. And, you know, we're looking for individuals just like you. So if you are someone who is a formerly incarcerated individual who's now an entrepreneur, we want to hear from you. If you are an organization offering supportive services to formerly incarcerated individuals, we definitely want to hear from you. And then we have other resources because it's just not about highlighting the individuals, but also bringing additional resources to individuals so that they can, like always say, improve and progress in business and in life. So if you are interested in participating on that, you could just send me an email. My email address is Omar@edacmorgan.com. That's all one word. That's edacmorgan.com. All right, let's get out of that. Let's stop sharing and let's get to our special guest here. All right, so today we're going to talk about, well, let's introduce him first and then we'll talk about what he's going to talk about. All right, so our special guest, Lou, you want to introduce?
Thank you. Dear new friend, and I could say the word dear because those are words of sentiment. As I alluded to earlier, thank you, Omar, for allowing me to participate. Omar and I chatted a lot about what area he wanted to discuss, what direction he wanted to go. And as he alluded to, the three focal points, returning citizens, business owners that work with returning citizens, and those that want to bring something to the table that could help anyone. And when Omar and I had this discussion, we thought of Oliver. And you know that a person has a thing if we so intentionally say, all right, let's meet tomorrow, let's discuss it. And Oliver said, okay, let's meet tomorrow. I'll shuffle some things around and let's chat. So without further ado, I want to introduce my friend Oliver. As he discusses, as we chat, as we talk, as we explore the space that he resides in, the space that he's passionate about. Now, Oliver, I need to say this because this is going to, I hope this does some things over. We're going to talk about relationships. What they look like, how they feel, how they disappoint, how they help, how they propel, how they slow you down. And, you know, I was having this discussion with someone the other day. And we could call this as my ego speech. I believe that if I am in any type of relationship, I feel as if I ultimately must become the anchor. I don't like the boat swaying. I don't like the wind blowing it off its path. I want to get to our destination and drop me and know that I got you. Now that's male, female, that's male, male. That's in my workspace, in my entrepreneur space, in my career. I just want to be able to always see myself as an anchor. So thank you again, Oliver, for coming, because you're going to broaden my horizon about what relationships are. So again,
Indeed.
thank you, Oliver.
Hey, listen, gentlemen, thank you both for the opportunity to, I don't take it lightly, to chat about anything, right? And so for this opportunity, I'm grateful and prayerfully will add some level of value to the conversation to two already distinguished gentlemen. So I think this is going to be a great conversation.
Absolutely. So give us some background of who you are, your business, and all that good stuff. And first of all, let's give out your website so people, as they're tuned into us right now, they can go to your website to check you out.
Absolutely. The website is Denali. It's D as in David, E, N as in Nancy, OLI.org, Denali.org. And from there, you can branch out social media, YouTube, different things that you can check out for what we do. I am, in a nutshell, passionate about seeing relationships thrive, both personally and professionally. And so, as an author, speaker, and coach in that space, it's literally just my goal to share my journey in hopes that it will be an inspiration and an encouragement to those that are on their journey. I was talking to somebody the other day and I was like, man, very simply put, like to give you a visual, it's like if you're going down 95 and you pass mile marker 100 and there's some crazy police activity or something crazy going on and traffic is wild and you get caught up in something and you know I'm about to hit the road, but I'm all the way back at like mile marker 15. You shoot me a text, hey bro, listen, when you get up the road, fam, you might have to get off at 75 and cut around because it's nuts at mile marker 100. That's all I'm here for. It's on my t-shirt, 2020 before hindsight, just to give somebody, one person, some level of clarity on the front end before they do something crazy like I did.
I hear you, man.
That's interesting because I heard something similar to that, Oliver, and it was in your higher self. When you're in traffic, you can't see where the breakthrough is at the other side. But in your higher self, you can see down and see all of the traffic, and you can see where it started, how to maneuver, and then where it ends. So even if you're in it, your patience and your forgiveness and your gratitude allows you to patiently navigate.
And
So, yeah,
I
thank
think
you.
it's our duty, and in light of what you said, I believe that it's our duty to then share that with somebody else.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think often it's getting better, but often that's where the disconnect happens. We figure it out, we navigate, we mess up, we reconcile, we get where we need to go, we meet the destination, but we don't ever tell the next person, hey, listen, here's what I went through. This could potentially make your trip easier. Or if you decide to not listen to me, at least you know what you're going to be up against.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, that's definitely the truth. We want to not talk about that and actually go through some of that, every day, like everybody does. Like everybody does. So let's talk about this thing, in relationship. So whether you are, a formerly incarcerated or individual or just anybody, I mean, relationships are something that we all deal with. And sometimes we have struggles with that, struggles with ourselves and just struggle with dealing with other people. So I want to first talk about how do we strengthen our relationships? And then we can talk about the other stuff. I want to start off with that verse.
I would say, and L, you and I were talking about this yesterday. Strengthening the relationship is, and people look at me funny when I say this to some of our clients. I often tell our clients, listen, this as much as crazy as this is going to sound to you, this is what I tell them. this ain't about you strengthening your relationship. Mm. This is about you becoming better. Mm. So to answer your question, how do you strengthen the relationship? The relationship is only as strong as the weakest individual that's in that relationship. Mm. So in order for me to strengthen my relationship, if I'm talking about with my wife, I'll use that as an example. Strengthening my relationship with my wife in the beginning, the way I viewed it was, okay, if this happens and if this happens and if she does this and if she don't say this and if she says this and if she acts this way, we're going to be good. Not realizing that the strength of the relationship is only as good, is only as strong as how strong I am. Mm-hmm. So to strengthen your relationship, you really have to do some intentional, I'm going to use the word work. I'm going to use that loosely, but some intentional work on how strong you are as an individual. What is your value system? What are your goals? What are your visions? What is your ideology around certain things? How well do you communicate? What is your method for resolving, recognizing and resolving conflict? And the list goes on. And as both individuals, whether this is a personal or professional relationship, as both entities are intentional about building themselves in that area, the relationship is just an organic, it just organically benefits.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, what you just went through is, I mean, the three of us may know this and maybe we don't, you know, but, you know, the average individual, you know, how do they get to that point where they're defining some of the things that you talked about, you know, the values, you know, the things that they're not going to do, you know, having boundaries, you know, how do they get to that if they haven't been associated with that?
That's a great question.
Let me chime in for 1 second, because you did something, Oliver, that was just the first step, which was amazing. And the first step that you acknowledged was, for my wife, I had to. So what you did just in those three or four words was said, I am a husband. You owned your role as it relates to the relationship.
Yep.
So I think that's the first part of the self-help, owning my position inside. So yes, I'm talking about my wife. Y'all can hear me publicly, but I'm also saying I'm an accountable man who's a husband in just that context. And I'm sorry, but that was just amazing to me that we lose that. Because I think that that's the beginning of what you were saying, mm-hmm. all those principles and values and all that. But if I don't believe that I am a thing, mm-hmm. I can't identify what I want as another thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you identified it by saying, for my wife, I husband, but for my wife, which is beautiful, Doc.
I appreciate that. And here's what's interesting. You just pretty much answered Omar's question too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
you answered Omar's question because, you know, how do you do that? You first have to really look within and identify who it is you want to be.
Yeah.
Who are you? You know, you're a man, you're a woman, you're a husband, you're a mother, you're what's the end goal? Even if you don't feel like that's what you are now, what's the end result? What do you want to see yourself as? What do you want other people to see you as? And then that now creates the thing that you now use to blueprint against or to reverse engineer how you come up with those boundaries and those ideologies and the work that needs to be done. You got to first know, what is it that you want? Hey, listen, I want people to see me as a man of integrity. I want people to see me as a man of my word. I want people to see me as whatever, like you fill in the blank. And it's got to start there, because if not, you'll always be floating in between different things.
Trying to be what somebody else wants you to be.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
I get it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and so that's good, that really figuring out who you are first, you know.
Yes.
What are those things that, you know, you stand for? And you know, I just want to jump right into the business piece, because you know this is about business, but it's also about personal as well. And that is, you know, when you're in business, you know, there's going to be some conflict, and sometimes people don't know how to handle the conflict, and that's why you have these businesses dissolving. If it's two partners or maybe multiple partners, they dissolve because they don't know how to handle conflict. And in many situations, you know, whether you have a business or not, conflict really, people don't know how to handle it, so they separate. So do you have any, which I know you do, what are some strategies that people can employ as it relates to solving some of this conflict, maybe before it happens, while it happens, and even at the end, because some conflicts will end.
Some conflicts will end, and conflict is inevitable.
Yes.
It's inevitable. It's inevitable because you have two different ideologies, two different approaches to things,
Yeah.
two different upbringings. There's so many factors that play into why conflict would be inevitable. Often, what I see, and if we're, and we'll keep it in the business context, often what I see with certain teams is that it is very difficult for individuals to separate the subject of the conflict from the person that they are conversing with. And so once the two become one, it's very easy for me to attack you as a person because I haven't separated the thing that we disagree on from who you are as a person. So it doesn't cause me to really listen to what you're saying. And it doesn't give an opportunity for a concept that is re was really started in business that a lot of people have adapted to personal relationships, which is the concept of position versus interests. So it's easy for me to stand on my position, right? I'll use a dumb example, right? I say the sky is blue, you say the sky is purple. And we just are not, I don't want to hear nothing you got to say because I don't agree with what you're saying. I have my reasons why I feel like it is. You have your reasons why I feel like why you feel like it is. But that's the position we stand on. And often that lack of separation causes us to never get to the interest of why, the interest that aligns with it, right? So I'll give you an example that I use in a personal space. In a personal space, I took these two couples, and I do this in like all the seminars that we do about conflict. I take these couples, I put them in two separate corners, I give them two pieces of paper. On one piece of paper, one couple, it says, I own all the pineapples in the world. You got to negotiate to not let them get all the pineapples because you need the skins to create a cure for cancer. That's what it says on their paper. Other paper says exactly the same thing, except for they need the fruit to make something that cures diabetes. I let them go at it. And they're like, well, he said I need the pineapples. No, he said I need the pineapples. Well, I'm getting the pineapples because I was told that I'm the person that has to get the pineapples, right? They going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And one guy was so adamant, man, I had to stop it. And I was like, bro, read the whole paper. Like, take your time, read the whole paper. And he was like, well, it says I need the pineapples. Bro, read the whole paper. So he reads the whole paper. He's like, okay, we need the fruit. Ding, ding, ding. He asked the other couple, hey, what do y'all even need the pineapples for? And they find out they need the skins. And ultimately now, because they've been able to step down off their position long enough to hear the interest that's aligned to that position, they can come up with something that works for both of them. And that's often what we have to do. We don't take the time to listen. We don't take the time to stand, to just step back a second from our position. And we don't take the time to separate the person from the scenario.
Wow. Deep. Simple but deep. Yes. And sometimes we don't do that. It is that person, that will say, no, I get the pineapples, without reading the fine details. And in business, you got to read the fine details.
You
Whether
got to read the fine details, and you have to have this mentality that says, at the end of the day, we want the team to win,
Yes.
right? And I just posted a clip not too long ago from something we did just recently where I was like, listen, if you're trying to win an argument, and I was coming from the personal perspective. If you're trying to win an argument, you've already lost.
Yes.
Say that again. I don't think
if you're trying to win an argument,
that's right,
you've already lost.
Absolutely.
Because you're not concerned about the you're not concerned about the holistic entity. You're just concerned about yourself. So that's like, you know, I don't know if you guys are basketball fans, but it's playoff time, right? That's it's like somebody going and hitting 50, but the team still loses.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. So just because you winning something, that don't mean the team's winning. And if the objective is for the team to win, then you're going about it wrong.
Yeah. So you're going into the situation thinking that you're going to win, when the actuality, hey, let's just hear it out. Let's figure out how can we win, not I win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I saw you motioning, Luvon. You want to say something?
It's just interesting because I'm trying to remember, when did why become me? You know, like, why did we start the business?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when did why? I don't even think that you can make those letters to say me.
Right.
If the why is 1, 2, 3, 40 widgets a week, me has nothing to do with that. I mean, as long as the why is the reason, and it's interesting that it's interesting that there's a pyramid idea. Two at the bottom, one at the top. One sort of corner. If the two at the bottom aren't constantly going to that top, that space in there is what you said, Omar, and what you said, Oliver. It's filled with confusion in the space. That's what it's for. The space is not just for growth. It's to grow while in confusion, but know the why. Know where we're going. And I think we lose sight of that in all types of relationships. I heard somebody say nurture over nature.
Mm-hmm.
I think relationships need to be nurtured, but our nature is to be right.
Yep.
And that's a challenge.
It is a challenge. And we're not taught that, the resistance that is brought on by conflict is actually necessary for growth.
Absolutely.
We're not taught that.
You were not
taught. It's like working out. Yeah.
Yeah. You and I talked about that the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When somebody said, "Boy, I'm going and I'm gonna be separate. I'm gonna be single and I'm gonna work on myself."
Mm-hmm.
Now that is like this whole 21st century nuance. I'm gonna go in the closet. I'm gonna work on myself. I never understood what that meant, because you can't work on yourself without adversity. So there has to be something outside of you to challenge what you believe you've mastered. That's just my thought.
Mm-hmm.
I could sit in the house and say I can lift 400 pounds all day long until I go and my trainer put 400 pounds on that bench. That resistance tells me that I don't care how much work you did by yourself, you can't do this, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a catalyst for growth. And I think that speaks to the kind of perspective that we should have as it relates to recognizing, managing, and recovering from conflict, whether it be in the business context or the personal, is that our perspective around that has to change. So if I'm looking at a scenario between me and you, Omar, and I'm looking at that scenario through the lens of war and through the lens of friction and through the lens of adversity and through the lens of one of us got to come out the victor, we're not going to approach recovery in a way that's going to be conducive to our combined success. But if my perspective is, hey, listen, there's something we don't understand. We got to get to the bottom of this, because at the end of the day, we got a job to do and we got something to win. And there we got both got skin in the game, and I want to see him thrive and he wants to see me thrive. Very different perspective. Now we go about managing that and recovering from it very, very differently.
Oh man, that's excellent, man. Just imagine if people really did that. I mean, not people do it, but just imagine Man, if you the next topic that you have, man, rewind this and you could listen to that. All right, so we got a few minutes left before we have to jump off, Oliver. So I know you are a published author as well. So one, how can people find your book? And then tell us about what the book is about.
Sure, indeed. The title of the book is Overcoming the Man Laws for the Man Who Wants to Be His Best Despite What He Was Taught. And it is my journey of self-discovery in several areas. So if you think about the word man laws, if you think about man laws, there's man laws that govern how we move and navigate life. Some of those man laws I didn't realize were detrimental until I actually became a husband and father, because it took me into a different space and highlighted some things that never needed to be highlighted before. So the book goes through my journey of self-discovery in eight areas: leadership, mental stamina, relationships, faith, trust, altruism, authenticity, and respect. And you can either get it on the website, which is denali.org, or if you look it up on Amazon, you can get it there as well.
All
I'm gonna
right.
tell them they gotta go get it because I started the chapter of trust yesterday, and I said to myself, "Well, wait a minute. Consistency for me creates trust," and I never knew that there was a correlation, but it is. Consistency creates trust, which should bloom or blossom into love. So when you started talking about all of them and how they're interchangeable and how men think, if you ain't consistent, I can't trust you, which means I'll never love you. Because we got to start at the beginning. And when you start, when I was reading that chapter, well, people just got to get the book. When I was
So you
reading
started
that
off,
chapter, yeah. Sorry about that.
dude. Yeah, where can they get
the
the
book again? So you can get the book on the website, which is Denali, DenOli.org. Or if you're an Amazon person, you can get it on Amazon as well. Now, if you get it from Denali.org, I'll sign it. So that's some incentive. You'll get a signed copy from Denali.org, but you can also go to Amazon.
Deal. And we, we'll have at the end of this how people can log on to the website. All right. Any final thoughts? Any final thoughts as it relates to, relationship, not just only in business, but in life as well?
I think here I'll take something straight out of the book. I've learned something, and this is, I'm not going to say this applies to everybody. If it works for you, it works for you. But what I have learned over the years is that I probably should not demand from you what I have not first developed in me. There, and I can go down a laundry list. We don't have time for that, but I can go down a laundry list of reasons why
Can
that's
we have him back? Because I
a
want to hit a
lesson I've
laundry list.
learned.
Oh my, can we have him back one day? Because I want to hit a laundry list.
Yes,
Yes, there's a lot of reasons why that's a lesson that I've learned. But I would say to those that are out there, it ties full circle back to understanding, identifying who you are, what you want to be, how you want to be viewed. Part of that is, after you determine that, you should probably begin to develop those things, because it's very lopsided to manage any level of relationship, whether business or personal, when you are expecting something that you cannot produce.
Wow. Well, we appreciate that, bro. We really appreciate that. Well, thank you for coming on to the Breakthrough Podcast. And, for those who are tuned in, you'd have to rewatch this. Some good nuggets have been dropped. Before we leave out, let me just share my screen once again, because we got some good things that's happening at the RIDE program, or I should say initiative at Morgan State University. So as you can see here, move that out the way. There we go. As you can see, we have a number of activities. So we have our entrepreneurial boot camp, which is a 3-week boot camp. We have an 8-week boot camp coming up in the fall. We have on-demand content. We have this Briefcase Radio Workshop. I said briefcase. We do have Briefcase Radio Workshop. You can go onto our website, but it's actually Breakthrough Podcast. We have RIDE University, and then we'll have a number of continuing educational master classes. We also have business assistants. So if you are an entrepreneur or thinking about being an entrepreneur, we have a 30-minute to an hour business counseling. as well as our Room to Grow initiative, which is a monthly advisory board for those existing entrepreneurs. And then we have our annual event, and we base our annual event on PATH. And that is path to economic growth, access to financial education, transferable skills, health and wellness. So we do all of that in the month of August. And again, our information is at the bottom. My email address is omar@edacmorgan.com. All right, Lou, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No, I just want to thank you, Oliver, immensely. I hope that Omar can find a time to bring you back, because you're right. Relationships are relationships. Business, personal, they're all sort of the same. So thank you again for showing up and showing out as usual, my friend.
My pleasure. Thank you, gentlemen, for having me.
All right. Thank you. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Breakthrough Podcast. Until next time, continue discovering new pathways. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. Peace.